You're going to make us late for school.
Frankie groaned loudly. Right now, it was hard to care about going to school.
Now, Francesca! We can't be late on the first day!
She looked up at the clock and sighed. 8 o'clock was far too early to be waking up after last night. If Frankie had remembered that her son was starting school this morning, she might have stopped after the first two, or she might not, if she was honest. School was a depressing thought. Where had the last 4.5 years gone? Tired and hungover, Frankie dragged herself from her bed to shower and felt quite pleased that she was fully dressed and downstairs only 20 minutes later. Morning, she said, seeing her mum in the hall pulling shoes out of the cupboard.
Oh, Francesca, it's not a fashion parade, Paula said, looking up at her. You really didn't need the full hair and makeup.
Frankie shrugged. She didn't go anywhere without hair and makeup. Nobody deserved to see that.
When do we have to leave? 5 minutes. Or just grab some toast.
She wandered into the kitchen where Liam was getting down from the table.
Are you coming too, Mummy?
He asked.
Totally. Look, look,
he said, holding his arms out and turning around to show off his new uniform. Seeing his shirt and jumper swamping his little frame, Frankie felt a pang of something she didn't want to acknowledge.
You look awesome, dude, she said, holding her hand up. High five. Liam, come and get your shoes on, darling,
Paula called from the hall, and he ran off obediently. As Frankie put her bread in the toaster, the phone rang. She ignored it for a moment. The landline was only ever her sister, until her mum shouted at her to answer it.
Hi. Hi, Frankie, it's Laura.
Hi, Loz.
Isn't it exciting? First day of school. How's Liam? How are you doing? How's Mum taking it?
Laura didn't even pause for breath. Conversations with her were exhausting.
I'm fine. Liam's excited.
Frankie squeezed the phone between head and shoulder while she buttered her toast.
I'm terrified. They're letting me loose on actual pupils today. My real own classes.
Good luck.
Frankie tried to hide the sarcasm. It wasn't like Laura needed luck. Everything always went right for her.
Thanks. Wish Liam luck for me.
Will do,
she said, then held the phone away from her ear so Laura wouldn't hear her crunching on the toast.
Oh, I nearly forgot. One of my old friend's kids is starting at Heppleton Green today too. How random is that? Alison Lund. Her son's Alexander, I think. Look out for her. I've told her Liam was my nephew, so she'll probably come and say hello. Oh, I've got to go. I've got registration. Wish me luck.
Frankie put the phone down, feeling proud that she hadn't even slightly told her sister she was the most irritating person in the world.
Who was that?
Paula asked, as Frankie left her knife and plate on top of the dishwasher and went to find her heels.
Just Laura,
she replied, stepping into her shoes before squatting down in front of Liam.
Hi, Liam. Auntie Laura says good luck, and if the teacher's mean, you should just call them a poo head.
Liam grinned.
Francesca, she did not say that. Liam, don't listen to your mother. Your teacher will be lovely.
Frankie rolled her eyes.
Mum, he knows I'm joking, don't you? You should never call a mean teacher a poo head. Mean teachers are monkey brain or butt breath, aren't they?
She heard her mum sigh as she opened the front door. Frankie suspected she was rethinking the whole you should come with us on the first day of school plan.
Oh, wait, photo.
Paula positioned Liam just in front of the door and fished in her handbag for her digital camera, then held it close to peer at the screen. Honestly, it was just painful watching her operate modern technology.
I got it, Mum.
Frankie pulled her phone from her back pocket and took a vaguely sensible shot, then pulled a face at Liam so he pulled one back.
Nice, what else you got?
She took a few different photos with combinations of frowns, grins and tongues out. Next to her, she heard another sigh.
And I continue to disappoint her, she thought.
Eventually, Frankie put her phone away and they crossed the road heading towards school. As they reached the school gate, she suddenly felt nauseous at the sight of so many mums. She began to categorise them in her head. Yoga mums in layers of lycra, I have a proper job mums, wearing suits or smart trousers with their heels, I've given up on life mums, with unbrushed hair and unidentified stains down their ill-fitting jeans, and I've given up my career to be a mum mums, with Bowdoin dresses and practical yet stylish bags.